One of the scent tricks we used to use was stuffing saltwater power bait up into the head of the hoochie.
Yep.
A lot of these fish are hatchery fish, and boy, they smell that stuff. It's got something in it. I don't know what it is that matches that hatchery food smell. And that used to work really well, along with everything else, Robbie. Like, you know, herring scent, a little anise maybe on there. The shrimp thing has really taken off the last couple of years. The last year, or a couple of years ago at the Anacortes Derby, the Berkeley Gulp shrimp scent was one of the hot tickets. So
it's nice to come out with a spice rack full of stuff. But getting back to your point where you know, hey, dragging your balls, what does that do? It disturbs the bottom. Okay. And in doing so, it makes the other fish around there think that, hey, you know, there's another fish around here digging because you're kicking up the mud.
Well, I want to talk to Robbo. I got a question for you,
bud. You want to talk to him.
We had a discussion on the show last week with Tony Floor, and Tony Floor was saying, in the salt water, he's not convinced that scent plays that crucial of a role. He thinks it's presentation more than scent. And we had the discussion. I think scent's a big part of it. What's your take on that, Robbo?
He's partially correct, I think. I think what scent does is once they get up behind your hoochie or behind your whatever it is you got down there, I mean, you're trolling pretty fast. When you're dragging gear, you're moving.
Right.
Okay? And they're going to come up in there, and a lot of those fish are going to chase your stuff and turn away. They're coming in. They're in behind that. If you've ever seen any of the old Charlie White videos from back in the 70s and 80s, 100 fish would chase your gear before one would bite. I think scent seals the deal. I think it gets them right in there. They come up behind that lure and they smell that, and it sucks them right in. And then they want to eat that, jump on there, and hang on to it. That's what I think.
And it the fact that he's talking about not using scent, but yet Tony Floor is a herring purist.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, and so he's always got something that smells like herring on there. So I don't think scent is as important out in the saltwater as it is in freshwater. But, man, you got to know that we don't smell good to fish as humans, right?
Right.
And you have the last thing that your gear touches is the first thing the fish is going to smell. And you got to take that bull by the horns, man. You got to get it smelling right.
And when there's 50 boats, you know, 100 boats, however many boats there are, there's a lot of gear in the water.
Right.
And yours smells a little more natural than everybody else's. I just think it just helps. It helps seal the deal. Helps have that fish come in and commit to your hoochie or your spoon or whatever it is you got down there.
Well, Nelly's talking about getting our scent off the gear. And one of the things that Nelly always does as soon as he walks on the boat is puts on rubber gloves. It's freaked me out the first time I ever hopped on the boat.
I was going to get
scared
exam.
Me, but
it still freaks me out. Trust me.
But let's be real. We like to enjoy a cigar on the boat, and you're eating, and you're doing all those things. So you have all these different smells on your hand. But by using that rubber glove, handling your gear with that rubber glove covers that up, and that way they just smell what you put on your gear.
I mean, are you going to be eliminating all scents by using gloves? No, but at least you've got a chance to put something on those gloves, like start with some shrimp oil on there. So at least you're heading in the right direction for sure. You know, and I love using those gloves for steelheading too.
Well,
especially when you're handling baits.
All winter handling baits when I was a guide, you had to do that. Your hands would just get shot from all the salt, the borax. Your hands would look like
a
dried up old skein of eggs on the side of the river, you know.
I could not agree more.